This is Melissa Bartell, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub.
It's day 7 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. This story is called Stripes. It's one of my June short story challenge pieces, and the assignment in this case was to depict a mental illness using metaphor without naming the illness. If you look at a zebra, you might think you're seeing a white animal with black stripes. After all, these not quite horses have white underbellies, don't they? So white must be the dominant color. That's the order of things. People often associate white with order because it's clean and fresh, I guess. And maybe if you're talking about bed sheets with hospital corners, that's true. But if you're creating the light show of your life, aligning the prisms so they bend and refract at exactly the right angles, you know the truth. White isn't order at all. White is chaos, the presence of all colors. White is what you get when you spin the top and everything blurs and you can't think or process or feel because everything is too much and too loud and too fast. But you come out of the white at the end. And you realize that you've amassed this collection of art, writing, paintings, light sculptures, actual sculptures. But you didn't really get to experience them because you were in a frenzy of creation when they sprang into being. And so you sink. You sink into black. And at first the black is soothing because you recognize that the black is your true color. Underneath the white fur, there's black skin holding everything together. But sometimes there's too much black, too much darkness. Because if white is the presence of all color, all light, then black is the absence, the bleak nothingness where you're disconnected. And while a touch of black is soothing, too much becomes a weight. Like an anchor pulling you too far down. Or no, not an anchor, but a lame hoof, causing you to lag further and further behind the herd. Intellectually, you know they'll watch out for you. But in the blackness, if you sense anything at all, it's the predators you recognize. The ones that live on the edges of the dark forest and spring at you just when you're starting to emerge from total nothingness, pulling you ever backwards. They have stripes too, the tigers, or spots, the leopards and cheetahs. They have bits of blackness in them, but it's a different sort of blackness. Still, it's enough. It allows them to find you at your weakest point. Eventually, though, there's a shift. Dappled sunlight breaks through the darkest part of the forest. The herd circles around you, protecting you while your lame head, heals itself. Maybe not forever, you're kind of a klutz, but at least for now. You catch your reflection in the pond before you take your refreshing drink of the clean, clear water, and you realize your stripes aren't meant to be isolates. You're not black with white punctuation or white with black interruption. You are zebra. You are black and white. And when you move your shoulders, sometimes the white dominates. And when you stamp your hooves, the black ripples ominously. But both are parts of the whole. And when you manage to accept that, you also find balance. Maybe not forever, but at least for now.
Opening and closing music is a mix of Chris Zabriskie's The Oceans Continue to Rise from the Free Music Archive and a clip of whales singing off the coast of French Polynesia provided by Kivoy to freesound.com. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 International license. For detailed show notes, including my contact information, please visit my website at bathtubmermaid.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.